Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. It was on April 21st, 1836, after the fall of the Alamo, when General Sam Houston's army took only 18 minutes to overpower Santa Anna's troops and change Texas history forever.
Remember, the Alamo was the rallying cry, of course, and I do think that Texian anger over what had happened at the Alamo had a lot to do with their motivation and why they fought so hard.
Walt Bailey is a regional interpretive specialist in La Porte. During the San Jacinto Day Festival and Battle Reenactment, April 22nd, Bailey will demonstrate how the weapons used determined the way the soldiers fought the battle.
There was an awful lot of hand-to-hand fighting, and that's what happens if the battle becomes a close-quarters fight. You really don't have time to load your weapons anymore, and so it comes down to bayonets and club muskets and swords, the kind of fighting that the Battle of San Jacinto is known for.
You're invited to revisit this important moment in Texas history during the free San Jacinto Day Festival Saturday, April 22nd.
We'll be having a historical reenactment involving hundreds of volunteers throughout the state, as well as a number of other activities and events that will make it quite a memorable day.
Log on to the TPWD website events calendar for details and maps. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.